You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Can we talk a little bit about the football setup at home? And, of course, we've got the new franchise coming into Auckland and reinforced by the news that Danny Hay is going to come back as an assistant coach, which adds some serious credibility. How do you think the rivalry is going to go? Will there be a rivalry between the Phoenix and Auckland? Will it get that deep? Can we get that passion where it becomes a bit tribal?
I think there will be a rivalry. I think it might take a little bit of time, but probably the best thing for the rivalry would be for, I'm not going to say shady tactics from Auckland, but hey, if they come in and snatch a couple of Wellington's decent younger players, if they come in and in the first matchup they happen to beat the Wellington Phoenix and they look like a fairly decent side, that's going to add some real tension to the rivalry and start things off on the right foot, I would think. Obviously, there's a real supporter base in Auckland for them to have 18,000 turn up to the Phoenix game the other week. I wouldn't say at the moment that my vibe here in Wellington is that Wellington Phoenix fans are quaking in their boots about this Auckland franchise opening up. They're not too worried at this point, but I think down the line, it'll be a really good thing for football in New Zealand, and I do hope that we do see a bit of a tribal sort of atmosphere between these two teams. It would be fantastic.